Shalom! Holy Scriptures and Israel is a ministry designed to share with the Jewish people the good news of the Lord Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah, and to instruct Christians on the Jewish roots of their faith. And now, teaching God's Word from a Hebrew Messianic perspective, here is Gideon Levitam.
The study of the book of Daniel, chapter 11.
That he will stand up, and he will rule with great dominion, and he will do according to his will. And this is exactly what Alexander the Great have done. He was a forceful, a conquering king that took over the Medo-Persian Empire and conquered much of this world. But, beloved brothers and sisters and dear friend, he had to come to an end as well. And because God terminated his life here on earth, we find out in verse 4 that Alexander died. Eventually, Alexander died and his kingdom was divided into four of the generals which Alexander had. And you notice what we read in verse 4, and when he shall stand up, his kingdom shall be broken and shall be divided towards the four winds of heaven. And not to his posterity, nor according to his dominion which he ruled, for his kingdom shall be plucked up, even for others beside those. So in verse 4, beloved brothers and sisters, we learn that Alexander the Great will die. When he shall stand up, his kingdom shall be broken. Notice that we have also again to see how the chapters in the book of Daniel is linked one with another, because earlier in our study together in chapter 8, in verses 5, 6, and 7, we've already learned that Alexander the Great will die and he will not continue. Remember, once again, we have read in this chapter, chapter 8, again, and I just want to read, we read verses 5 and verses 6 and verses 7. And you notice what we read in verse 8, Daniel 8:8. Therefore, the he-goat, this is Alexander the Great, waxed very great, and when he was strong, the great horn was broken. He died. And for it came up four notable ones. These are the four notable generals of Alexander the Great: Ptolemy, Seleucus, Lysimachus, and Cassander. They took over the Grecian Empire after the death of Alexander. But here you notice what we read in verse 4, that the kingdom shall be broken, in other words, he will die, and shall be divided. Notice what we read in verse 4, the kingdom will be divided towards the four winds of heaven, the four divisions of the kingdom of the Grecian Empire. But notice what we continue to read in verse 4. He said, and not to his posterity. In other words, in verse 4, we read, kingdom will be divided into four, and not to his posterity. In other words, it will not be given to any of his own families, whether it is his sons, any of the two sons that he had, who were born after his death, and any other, they will not be given to any, or his brother, but ultimately these four generals will take over the empire, and they will fight with each other, and as they are ruling over the four divisions of the empire of the Grecian kingdom. And so, beloved brothers and sisters, some of the details are now given to us in the following verses concerning two of the four of the divisions of the Grecian Empire. From verse 5 all the way to verse 20, we receive information. We can say it this way: Daniel received information from the angel of the Lord concerning the events that will take place during the divided Grecian Empire after the death of Alexander the Great. And this is from verse 5 all the way to verse 20, where we have such details that we will not be able to go into them. One must need to know much history in order to know the written books of the historian, the things that took place during those days. In fact, beloved brothers and sisters, it really takes us these interesting verses from verse 5 to verse 20, takes us into a period of time in the time when there was a civil war between the four generals that took over the empire from Alexander the Great. And it shows us specifically the conflict and the war that existed between the king of the south, Ptolemies, and the kings of the north, Seleucids. In other words, the kings of the south, this is Egypt, and the kings of the north, this is Syria. Remember that the north and the south, in the context of the book of Daniel, is in a context with from the nation of Israel. Here the word is king of the north, king of the south. North of Israel, Syria. South of Israel, Egypt. And specifically it deals with events that will take place and the conflict that will come about during the times of the four generals who ruled over the empire of the Grecian, but specifically the angel zeroes in on the war that will take place between two of the four divisions of the Greek empire. We don't read so much about the other two areas and two kings that took over, but those that are found here in Daniel chapter 11 had to do with the north, this is Syria, and the south, this is Egypt. And the kings that ruled after Seleucus, the one that is took over, and Ptolemy. So you notice that there's two kings, the Ptolemies, they were from Egypt, and the Seleucides, these were from Syria. There were kings that ruled after them, one after the other, after those generals began their rule in those days. Now, I'm not going to go into all the details that we have here in these verses, but just to read to you, for example, in verse 5, we see, and the king of the south, again, who is the king of the south? This is Ptolemy, Soter, he was the first king of the south. This is Egypt, when he took over after Alexander the Great died, and he shall be stronger above him, and have dominion. His dominion shall be a great dominion. So we read in verse 5 of the fact that there will be this Ptolemy, the first Soter, and we read about Seleucus from Syria, the one that both of them, one from the north and one from the south. Notice, the king of the south, and there will be another one, and one of his princes, this is the princess of Alexander the Great, this is now will be the one of the north, he shall be strong above him and have dominion. His dominion shall be a great dominion. That's what we read in verse 5. And as we move along down the chapter into verse 20, you notice that there are kings or rulers after rulers within these two kingdoms of the Persian Empire, the north and the south. Israel, the nation, is right in the middle. And while they have conflict between the north and the south, and the south and the north, Israel is in the middle, and the Jewish people ultimately have been inflicted by these kings because of the war that existed between them. In verse 6, we read about Ptolemy the second and Antiochus the second. Notice that, verse 6. And in the end of years shall they join themselves together. For the king's daughter of the south shall come to the king of the north. Notice, king of the south, king of the north, to make an agreement. But she shall not retain the power of the arm, neither shall he stand nor his arm, but she shall be given up. And they that brought her
and he that beget her, and he that strengthened her in these times. So again, we read of these two rulers, the two kings, Ptolemy II and Antiochus II. This is history teaches us concerning the Ptolemies, these are the kings of the south, and the Seleucides, these are the kings of the north, Egypt and Syria, and Syria and Egypt. Verses 7 and 8 and 9, again, you notice, again, additional kings. Again, we read in verse 7, but out of a branch of her roots shall one stand up in his estate, which shall come with an army and shall enter into the fortress of the king of the north, and shall deal against them, and shall prevail, and shall also carry captivity into Egypt. Notice this is in the south, their gods, and with their princes, and with their precious vessels of silver and gold, and shall continue more years than the king of the north. So the king of the south shall come into the kingdom and shall return unto his own land. And so we see what will happen during the next generations of kings that will rule over the north and the south kingdoms of the Grecian Empire. So we have, beloved brothers and sisters, details that are given to us here in this 11th chapter from verses 5 to 20 concerning the wars that will take place between two of the four divided kingdoms of the Grecian Empire. So you can just imagine the knowledge that the angel has received from the Lord concerning the future events that will take place in the times of the Gentile concerning Daniel's people, the people of Israel. To remind you that in Isaiah chapter 46, God said through Isaiah to Israel, remember verse 9 of Isaiah chapter 46, remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. So God is the one that knows all things. He declares the end from the beginning and from the ancient time, the things which are not yet done. And when Daniel received this information through that vision from the angel of the Lord, these things haven't taken place as yet. They will take place in a future day. And if you remind you that these kings ruled during the times when the Grecian Empire had its beginning. And when the Grecian Empire had its beginning, the Hellenistic Empire, it was in 331 BC. And so Daniel received information concerning these kings that will follow after the death of Alexander. Out of the four divisions, two of the kings that will rule over Syria and Egypt, Daniel received information concerning their rule and concerning their conflict. Again, Israel, the Jewish people, the glorious land is in the middle. Syria in the north, Egypt in the south, conflict between the two. The Jewish people are in the midst and they are being persecuted as the time is going by during the Grecian Empire. We will get, as we will move along, to one of the greatest persecution of the Jews that occurred in the days when Antiochus the fourth began to rule over the Syrian kingdom, and he desecrated the temple in the city of Jerusalem. We will speak about it as we move along in this chapter 11. From verse 10 on, beloved brothers and sisters, verse 10, verse 11, verse 12, we read again of a Seleucus king, and then of the Egyptian from the Ptolemy's kingdom. And there you can see again, notice I'm reading verse 10, 11, and 12. But his sons, notice the descendants, shall be stirred up and shall assemble a multitude of great forces. And one shall certainly come and overflow and pass through. Then shall he return and be stirred up even to his fortress. And the king of the south shall be moved with anger, with choler, with anger, and shall come forth and fight with him, even with the king of the north. And he shall set forth a great multitude, but a multitude shall be given into his hand. And when he has taken away the multitude, his heart shall be lifted up, and he shall cast down many, 10,000, but he shall not be strengthened by it. In other words, there will be a conflict, and a great army will be placed to fight against the south, against the north, and the north against the south. And again, these events that took place in history, and all these details one must read and learn as we study history, beloved brothers and sisters. In verses 13 on, we discover of events that continue to take place, and there we read of Antiochus the Third, and then the Ptolemite the Fifth, Epiphanes. We read concerning the north and the south once again. Verse 13, notice that the king of the north, this is Syria, shall return and shall set forth a multitude greater than the former. He's speaking about a military conflict that will take place. A multitude greater than the former, and shall certainly come after certain years with a great army and with much riches. And in those times there shall many stand up against the king of the south. Notice in verse 13, it is the king of the north. In verse 14, it is the king of the south that the multitude will stand against the king of the south. This is Egypt. Also the robbers of thy people shall exalt themselves to establish division, but they shall fall. He's speaking about those among the Jewish people. Notice he used the word of thy people. In other words, there will be those among the people of Israel who shall exalt themselves to establish division, but they shall fall. So the king of the north, this is the king of Syria, he shall come and cast up a mount and take the most fenced cities, and the arms of the south shall not withstand, neither his chosen people, neither shall there be any strength to withstand. We continue to read in verse 16, and he shall come against him. This is the Antiochus, the one that would come, the king of the north, against him. This is the Ptolemy, the king of Egypt, and shall do according to his own will, and none shall stand before him, and he shall stand in the glorious land. Now again, beloved brothers and sisters, notice in verse 16 that expression, the glorious land. In Hebrew it is called Eretz Hatzvi. It is an expression that is mentioned more than once in the scripture, calling the land of Israel Eretz Hatzvi. Here, the glorious land in this verse 16, which by his hand shall be consumed. He shall also set his face to enter with the strength of his whole kingdom and upright ones with him. Thus shall he do, and he shall give him the daughter of women, corrupting her, but she shall not stand on his side. Neither be for him, this is for Antiochus. After this shall he turn his face unto the isles, and shall take many, but the prince for his own behalf shall cause the reproach offered by him to seize. Again, to remind you, this is in verses 13 to 19, we read information concerning the two kings that will rise in the history of the two generals, the Ptolemy and Seleucus. These are descendants of them, those that reign after them during the Grecian Empire, specifically during the divided empire into the north and the south and the east and the west. And here we learn about the north and the south, the king of the north and the king of the south. And in verse 19 we read, then he shall turn his face towards the fort of his own land, but he shall stumble and fall and not be found. And so, beloved brothers and sisters, we learn from these verses of events that will take place during the history of the conflict between the king of the north, Syria, and the king of the south, Egypt, and there all the rulers that will follow the first two generals after Alexander the Great. And finally, we find out in verse 20, the Seleucus, this is the king of the north, the fourth, the Seleucus the fourth, notice what we read, then shall stand up in his state a raiser of taxes. This is speaking about the Seleucus the fourth, and he will be the one that will raise taxes in the glory of the kingdom, but within few days he shall be destroyed, neither in anger nor in battle. And up to these verses, including verse 20, we do learn, beloved brothers and sisters, of the conflict, the wars that occurred between the two kingdoms, the north and the south, where the kings of the north and the kings of the south, that is the kings of Egypt and the kings of Syria, fought with one another in Israel, and the glorious land is in the midst there, experiencing the friction, persecution, and conflict when these events took place, until, beloved brothers and sisters, we will arrive to the second half of Daniel chapter 11, where the angel gives Daniel additional information. He zeroes in, beloved brothers and sisters, in verses 21 to the end of the chapter, he zeroes in upon two specific individuals. The first one is the Antiochus the fourth, who was Antiochus Epiphanes, who was again the king of the north, a Syrian Grecian king, who ruled and ultimately was the one that brought about the destruction, you might say, or the defilement of the temple in the city of Jerusalem, of which we have already read in Daniel chapter 8. Then, after speaking in verses 21 to 35 about Antiochus, and then follow Antiochus, then the angel of the Lord carried Daniel, you might say, give him the information about a far future final information concerning the Antichrist, the counterfeit Messiah, which information he gives him in verses 36 to 45 of Daniel chapter 11. And so, beloved brothers and sisters, we will conclude here with verse 20. And just one more point to mention, to reflect back on Daniel 11, verses 2 to 20, that in these 19, 20 verses, Daniel received information about Persia in verse 2, about Grecian in verse 3 and 4, specifically about Alexander the Great and the divided kingdom of his to a four generals. And then from verses 5 to verse 20, Daniel receives information concerning wars that will take place between two of the four divisions of the Grecian Empire. And this shows us that when Daniel put this together in this book that we call the prophetic book of Daniel, he was receiving this information by divine design. And so he, by the grace of God, had placed this down together for us to learn from that and to see that what God said of himself in Isaiah chapter 46 in verses 9 and 10, remember the former things of old. For I am God and there is none else. I am God and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient time the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. This is the word of the Lord. And so, beloved brothers and sisters, until the next time when we will continue with the second half of Daniel chapter 11, may the Lord bless us and encourage us and shows us that whenever the Lord and whatever the Lord gave us in his word is indeed the word of God, and that he knows all things from the beginning to the end, from the end to the beginning. Why? Because he is sovereign. He is the creator. He is the one that has his providence over all the affairs of this world, including your life and mine, even today. May the Lord bless you, my dear brothers and sisters. Until the next time, we say shalom, shalom.
You have been listening to the Holy Scriptures and Israel with Gideon Levitam. Gideon teaches God's Word from a Hebrew messianic perspective. For more information about this ministry, write to Holy Scriptures and Israel, Box 1411, Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, L0S1J0, or visit our website at holyscripturesandisrael.com. You are also invited to Gideon's weekly Bible teaching on Fridays at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. and Saturdays at 1 p.m. at Willowdale Christian Assembly Hall, 28 Martin Ross Avenue in Toronto. Holy Scriptures and Israel is made possible by your prayers and financial support. If you would like to support the program, visit holyscripturesandisrael.com. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.